All right. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 is the verse we're going to read soon. First, I need your help with something. I want you to tell me what these things have in common. All right? What do these things have in common? Okay. This. And we have this. And we have this. When you look at those things, what do they have in common? It's okay, I can fix that for you. What? What do you think?
They both have red.
They both have red? They do. They do. This one doesn't have red, though, but two of them do. Yep. What else do they have in common? Do you know what they're for? Want to pass them around?
When it's dark.
Oh, what is it? What is this then? When it's dark, it does do something.
Turn on.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it does. What does this do? What's that? Oh, boy. She found it. You let me have that, please. Okay, we'll hold it down like this. Okay. What? But these both, they all light up. But what? Here, let's go. Shut that thing off. Here we go. You can hold it now. Okay. What does this do, though? Do you see a light? I don't see a light. There is a light, but that's not why I brought it up here. See, it makes a little red light there, but that's not it. How did you get that on? You guys shut that off. Okay, let me hold them. Stay ahead, please. Okay, let's shut that baby off, too. You got it. So, we know that they all have little lights on, too, but they all do something, right? What do they do? What do they require? They require something.
Yeah.
They have to have something. I'm going to hold on to them, okay? I'm going to hold on to them because I can't get blinded anymore.
Squishy?
Nope, not that one's squishy, but the other ones aren't squishy. I'm going to hold on to it. What do they have in common? They all need something.
Batteries.
They do. Yep. Every one of them needs batteries. And this one here, these two are rechargeable, but this one just has a little tiny battery in it. And this is, it's a beacon for a car, for an insurance company. You put it in your car, and they track how fast you go and whatever else, and how fast you turn your corners, and it's supposed to give you, help you drive safer. So anyway, these are all for safety too. But my point is, okay, everybody sit down. I'm going to hold them. They all require power. Otherwise, they cannot do what they're supposed to do. You got it? So, well, have a seat here. What's your question?
Jesus and God have power,
she says. That's exactly right. In fact, I'm going to read you this Bible verse now. You ready? This is from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Listen closely. And you, this is Jesus is speaking here. Thank you. And he says, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. There's a verse before it. Verse 8, I've read the wrong one. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. Look at this. You, okay, girls. Hey, you have to have power to be Jesus' witnesses. You have to have power to love people. You have to have power from God, the Holy Spirit, in order to tell about Jesus. You can't do it without him. So Jesus told his disciples right before he went into heaven, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be his witnesses. Let's pray. Ready? Close your eyes. Thank you, God, so much that you tell us that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us, when we have faith in you. And Lord God, we know that we can't believe apart from you, and we know that we cannot tell us about you apart from you, and we cannot love people apart from you. Help us, like these things we hold in my hand, to have your power in us so that we can tell others and love others for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.